who documents that patent is posted?
There's a page, the Wikipedia article on insider trading, and a page from SEC.gov on insider trading. And I actually haven't gotten a chance to read the new attestation. I'm sure he probably is referring to insider trading there too.
Okay. I go through this with each concern, and I have a problem. I took out a couple of the calls, recorded calls, and I've been having a problem getting any documents off of there.
What's your problem?
Let me go through it. You go ahead, and I'll go through it, and I'll come back to it in a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
The problem with it is that the files there are in alphabetical order. You don't see the dates, so you have to know the file name in order to be able to get them. I have some ideas on how to correct that. Actually, let me take a look. Is the date on there?
I didn't spell concurrent. I didn't spell concurrent.
Concurrent.com. It's also, you can go to wepapershareholders.tk. It's the same thing. Yeah, it's just an alphabetical order without any dates. And do you guys want the file names again? To help you locate them?
We the people, shareholders, .com?
No. We the people, shareholders, .tk. .tk, like tomato ketchup. Not TK, okay. Let me try that. On the insider trading, hash Wikipedia.html. And then you'll have to look for further down SEC-gov on insider trading. The attestation is Article 4 whistleblower attestation.
Okay, it's Patrick. I'm on the line.
Hi, Patrick. Yahoo is still showing up. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Good, good.
I see that the number of people has dropped off quite a bit.
Let's see how.
I don't know what's going on with people out here. They want the information, and then they don't want the information unless they can send from on a silver platter.
It's 21 people now. We've been having about 35.
Yeah.
Weren't sure you were going to be on, but it's still, you need to be come in and take a look.
I gave out my email address to a couple people, but they never contacted me on email, so I just sent them the documents. So I don't know what's going on with those people.
Okay.
Where the information just scares them to death, or what the hell the deal's going on?
I think right now, Patrick, people just basically want to let you
as much waste as you can.
No, that's not the deal, okay? They got to continue on with their life, okay? And understand what's going on here.
They're from Missouri.
Well, I started posting this stuff up about the SEC and everything out here. That should have kicked a lot of people in the ass to see that basically everything out here is about securities. Okay? I don't know how many of you people out there have ever dealt with securities, but everything in this country runs on securities. That is the money system of the trading system in this country, is securities. You want money? You have a security. That is the money of the country. I told you that these things were set up in 1933 under the Securities Act. And that's what the certificate of live birth, the GDQ-14, the driver's license, the certificate of title to your house, the certificate of title to your vehicle, these are all securities. Now they can broker these securities. But they're concealing them from us, the bankers, the courts, the judicial system. If you've watched anything over the past month or so about the election and everything, about how corrupt the judicial system is in this country, and how the pedophiles and everything else are running Washington, you can start to see what the hell's really going on here. But we own these securities. We the people are the owners. We're the Article 4 owners in the public realm owning our private securities. And that's why I put up with that chapter up there for you to read page 18. It talks about the public unit over the private securities. The private securities are in our name, so they're private. They're individual securities. Now we own them in the public because we got the credits from the public treasury to be deposited into those securities. These are governmental securities. Therefore, the SEC has a hand in it. And if you go into the SEC website, okay, whistleblower's website, Office of Whistleblower, they see right there in the little box, it says Whistleblower Awards, top $100 million. Well, holy shit. What the hell is that all about? Well, that's when you start blowing the whistle upon what's going on with your securities. That may be the award you get. Or a lot more. The last document that I posted up there was basically an attestation of an Article 4 level of government security whistleblower. And I'm coming in and doing my attestation into the record books in the process. These guys have been out here in the judicial and the bankers, the justice, and the court departments, governmental departments, have been judicially concealing these securities from sitting off the bus that they're supposed to. But yet, they turn around and they double dip. And then, one of the other key things that I put up there is insider trading. They're trading our securities without our proper consent. They get an implied consent. And then they trade our security. And that's insider trading. Governmental insider trading. You can go into Wikipedia and basically into the internet and check out what is insider trading. Even the SEC talks about insider trading. And it's illegal. Many people have gone to jail because of insider trading. But not enough of these government officials have gone to jail because of that. Why do you think Trump has made some of these statements that he's going to drain the pond or the swamp? Because basically all these judicial people and everything out here have been doing insider trading. The bankers. But he can't do it alone. Okay? We the people own this country. Donald J. Trump, or whatever, is basically just the president of the executive branch, Article 2 of the Constitution. He's not in that capacity. He is not an owner of the country. He is an employee. We are the owners and the creditors. The SEC whistleblower has a fax number. You can fax this attestation also off to your Secretary of State, to the Attorney General, to your judges, to whoever, and say, now, fuck with me. Yeah, for my stay in the hospital, basically I got a bill from some financial department saying, oh yeah, we can give you credit for $65,000 or whatever it is for my stay in the hospital. I told them in the hospital, I said, basically, I got the damn security sitting right here to do the set-off for that. My DD-214 and my certificate of life birthday had 3 blank copies of both of them. Certified. The hospitals are basically a total fraud. I'm in there on cancer. And yet, what do they do in the process? They're giving you sweeteners and everything else. To propagate the cancer. They're in bed with the FBI, or the FDA, to keep the good drugs out of the country like Lantrell. Which is B-17. It basically comes from apricot seeds and different things. Apple seeds also contain B-17. Red raspberries contain D17. There's other things out here to fight these cancers and everything else. And all these different things that these quack doctors have you in jail. In the hospitals. The hospital is nothing but another glorified jail. These whistleblower documents that I put up there, you see, that should get you an understanding of where you need to go. Put your claim in under eminent domain. Whistleblow and say, hey, I'm turning these things in. Contact me for the security numbers. Want me to put your number in there and just use the last 4 digits of your certificate of live birth or your social security number or whatever. Giving them actual proof that you have the actual security number. It's up to you. You can modify these however you want to. To keep the basic understanding of what they are. They have private collateral securities. They're collateral trust certificates, as identified in the Securities Act of 1933. And most of these courts and everything else out here in the government agencies conceal these securities from you. You don't need any automobile insurance. You don't need to register that vehicle with the state. What you need is basically an identification, a public identification, and a public statement of proof of insurance. You get that publicly notarized, and if the cops don't take it, he's in violation of public law. You're not a driver unless you're operating in commercial commerce. And 99% of the people in this country are not operating in commercial commerce. Even some of the truckers are not operating in commercial commerce the way it is. They're operating in private commerce. Especially like all the farmers with their tractor trailers taking their grain to market. It's a private vehicle. Okay? They have a right to take their produce to market. But they're not taking a profit hauling it for somebody else. It's no different than having a big tractor and one of these big grain wagons and driving down the road. And yet the government comes in and tries to trick you into all this bullshit out here, so that they can double dip. And then they do insider trading against your securities. They turn around and put a charge into the bankruptcy court against your security. That's an insider trading transaction. And then they try and get you to pay out of your back pocket at the same time. The courts are one of the most corrupt organizations in this country. Your people need to start getting this information out to other people. Talk it over. I told you this before. Study the words. Look these things up. It's all right there. The punishment for these corrupt individuals. The Supreme Court has ruled numerous times about insider trading. Like I said, if we can't get it through the state courts, the district courts, then we go to the circuit court, and who is over the circuit court? One of the Supreme Court justices. Now, if you've got Ginsburg as your Supreme Court Justice, I think you're fucked. But that doesn't mean you can't go to Roberts or something as the head of the Supreme Court at the same time. Check out some of these YouTube deals out here about what's going on in this country. Now, they may not have many visitors, but they've got some damn good information if you can handle it, the truth. Some cases it will flat piss you off about what's going on in this country. And it's about time the people in this country got pissed off. And we know that most of the college kids, obviously they haven't got their head out of their ass yet. So, stop listening to them. Lying in the streets and everything else. Get paid $150 an hour or something like that to go work for George Soros. Fucking Nazi shithead that he is. Hillary Clinton, basically, a female pedophile from the word go. Just like her husband, and then half the damn other government officials there that were in the Democratic Party. This is supposed to be a republic, not a democracy. Even Jesse Ventura doesn't understand that one. you think Sarkozy, we ought to have the popular vote determine who the president is. Not understanding what the hell the damn electoral colleges were all about. And then the graft and corruption of base alleys, mayors and everything else out here. Take is all put out in the movie Surrogates with Bruce Willis. Watch half of the Bruce Willis movies. They tell you everything that's going on. The Surrogates. In the movie, basically, the towns were basically locked down. Basically, Trump wants to build a wall between us and Mexico. How about let's just build a damn wall around Chicago, around Philadelphia, around San Francisco? Let's lock them down. Let them kill each other inside the damn area. We don't need them. They need us. The cities were condemned in the Bible. But people can't understand that. Now back to these documents. Basically, when you read and understand them and put these in, then you can substantiate it when SEC agent or whoever calls you up and talks to you about this. You have to be able to explain to them what's going on. That's why I tried to go through over the last several years all the damn statutes at large with the Securities and Exchange Act, with the Securities Act, with the Shipping Act, with the Judicial Act. These are all public laws. The people never took the time to sit down and read these laws. You think you know what money is? You don't know what money is. Like I said, money in this country, the biggest form of money in this country is the securities. That's what moves this country. The bonds that are written against the securities. The payment that has to come back into those securities from the bonds that are written. Whether they're a usury bond, high interest, or whether they're a rental bond, like the payment bond. That's a very low interest return on that bond. I told you that all the banks, your bank account, the money that you deposit into the bank doesn't pay the bill. Because that is really, that account you have is really a security. It's a private collateral
trust security. It's private because it's in your name. But you, as an American citizen, are a public citizen. An Article 4 governmental public citizen as an owner and creditor. You're not an employee of the government. You are an owner and creditor of the government. The Bill of Rights were just a reiteration of Article 4 to expound a little more of what Article 4 was really saying. Article 4 is just a condensed version. The Bill of Rights is the expanded version. You find somebody out there that has a magazine or something like that, send them some of these documents. Ask them why they're not publishing these items. To let the rest of the people in this country know what's going on. Only people just want to sit back and scratch your ass, and that's it. You can condense some of this stuff down and just put it out as a flyer. Say, here, read this. Why do you need automobile insurance if you've already got a security? It's an insurance policy for anything that happens to you. You're paying for something you don't need. That's the mentality of the people in this country. Oh shit, we gotta buy it up again. As the government says, we got you. The codes of law are not laws that a public American citizen has to comply with. The codes of law are strictly for fictions. Are you a fiction or are you a living person? Wake up, America. Okay, open it up for comments, questions or comments or whatever. Tom.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's one of some things I'm about to sell.
What?
Well, I have a question about some things I'm trying to sell, and the lawyer told me that he didn't fully understand the standard forms. And I was telling him that he still wanted me to ask him the forms. He wanted to see what I'm talking about. He didn't sound like he was for sure. He didn't sound like he was for sure what I was talking about. You know what I'm saying? But he still wanted to look into it. You know.
You got this. So, can you get a title to the property?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what it says.
And who is this certificate tell with the property to?
Well, I have two other brothers on. I have two brothers on the title too. Well, one of them did pop out of the team. And the other one, he's trying to deny, so he, you know, he's trying to give me a, he's trying to do a, what you call that, when the third, when the people party, when the two, when,
God, man.
The third party don't
you
want
to. You need to explain to your other brother what the shit this document is. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got two different documents. You've got the state certificate of title to the property, and then you've got the mortgage, or basically the other document for the property. The true title to the property, or a mortgage document.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got two securities.
No, I know what this is here for. This is not, this, you know, I have a title to property.
Yes, and you have to come in under this whistleblower scenario and notify the Secretary of State, especially on that certificate title.
Okay.
And you will file charges against that office and against that Attorney General's office if they do not release that certificate of title to the property and all the assets that are tied to that security. Can you do the same thing with the bank? Can you do the same thing under that mortgage or whatever? They had a performance and a payment bond on that security.
You can do the same thing with the auto industrial, correct?
Yes. You do this attestation document that I just had Tom post up there of an Article 4 level of government security whistleblower. And you're going to put this into the SEC. That they've been out here operating under double dipping for their own gains. And then they've also been doing insider trading without proper consent. You go in the court on a traffic ticket. And basically, the court tries to do an implied consent. Is that a proper consent? No. You were never informed that they were going to trade your security. But they try and say that they have implied consent to trade your security for you. So they trade your security, and then they turn around and try and get a double payment out of your back pocket. That is against the fucking law. Against the laws of securities. That's the laws you have to start understanding. And the Supreme Court has validated these transactions as insider trading and different shit.
Where the laws at? Selective
go into insider trading in the damn internet. Wikipedia. The SEC. It's all right there, especially about insider trading.
On securities?
On securities. Just type insider trading in and find out what the shit it says.
I'm mute now.
I posted two pages up there to Tom to post the links up. You make an attestation as a whistleblower and come in, and they can't rebut it. But you better understand what insider trading is and double dipping is in securities. And it isn't that hard to understand. And it even talks about government officials doing insider trading in one of the documents, the Wikipedia or the SEC document that I posted up there. These courts are deadly afraid of certain things. But people have never come in about insider trading of their securities. And all these courts turn around, and with their court cases, they're turning around and putting a transaction in, a trading transaction in, against your security. What is that? That's insider trading.
Well, we don't know nothing about this insider trading.
That is what I'm telling you. Get off your ass and go to the internet and start looking at it now.
No doubt about that. Come on.
The information is out there. If you people get off your fucking ass. You want remedy? I'm telling you where to go.
I want it. I won't care.
Concealment of securities. Okay, that's against the fucking law. And I've had that out there for well over a month. Ask the fucking judge. But you come in on the prosecutor's side. You're the public government. You stand with the prosecutor. You're there to prosecute the private securities. You are not the private securities. You're the owners of those securities, but you are not those securities. They belong to you, but you have to have them prosecuted or probated, as some people like to use the term. Prosecuted is just another form of saying probate. You're not the defendant. You're the plaintiff. And an eminent domain is always public, is charging for private. We bring the private fighters back into the public. And when we do that, each side has to be given something. The public is given the credits back, where the private is having the debt removed from bare hands. So they are no longer a debtor.
Can you repeat that one more time, please, District?
The public is the creditor in eminent domain. The credits have to come in an eminent domain claim. And basically, it's bringing your slave back home is what an eminent domain is. You're bringing him back into the public government realm. So you're bringing the credits back home. The private security over there, collateral debt security, is a debtor. Who's he a debtor to? He's a debtor to the public, owner, and creditor. So when you take the credits away from him in the private, he no longer has a debt. So he is given something by being the debt being removed from him. And that's what has to happen in an eminent domain case. Both sides have to receive something. The public receives the credit, the private gets his debt removed. Pretty fucking simple.
Very good, I got it. Thank you very much.
Okay. And then we have these SEC forms that we can basically utilize in the process. The SF-30, the SF-1414, the 1415, the 1416, the 1418.
Good to hear your voice, Patrick. I'm glad you're out and we're praying for your total healing.
Well, we'll see. I may want to get out of here before too much longer anyway, because I know hell's going to break loose here.
You're about right.
I mean, when you sit around and look, they see there's only, what, 30, maybe 40 people here? You're listening to me?
Yeah.
Nobody else is talking about this shit. How many people are in this fucking country that don't know dick shit about fucking securities or about fucking money? 300-some million people. And the fucking corrupt judicial system and everything else out here running rampant with the bankers and everything. The pedophiles and child molesters and everything else running rampant in this country? Shit. I'm waiting for something to happen and just basically annihilate this whole damn place.
It's on its way, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Thank you, the FDA. Basically bans all the good drugs and everything else just to help cure people out of the country. I mean, this is total bullshit.
Yes, 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 you are correct.
Does anybody else have any questions, comments?
Patrick, this is Tom again. I'm having problems seeing copies of the documents. How would I, either you or Tom, how could somebody send me that attestation letter there that you're talking about?
Tom should be getting them on the econcurrence.com/divine.
Yeah, and I can't get anything printed off here. Me and my computer are just compatible.
Well, you might have to go to download first. on the thing, download it, save it to your file somewhere,
okay,
and then print it out.
Okay, I'll try that. I got a
show sale
here.
You people, stop trying to use the internet to open up the documents when you get to them. Save them first.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Hello, Pastor.
Yes.
How does private versus public work when it comes to these, like, retirement accounts? Like, if you have a government
account. You claim them back into the public. You are an Article 4 government public citizen. And you basically are going to do a eminent domain claim. And you're going to come in and do a whistleblower in the process. Let the SEC know. Place them on notice that you're a whistleblower. Okay? Start blowing the fucking whistle.
Okay.
Tooting your horn. Okay?
Okay.
What the hell was it in the Bible? How many days did they have to walk around tooting their horn before the walls of Jericho came falling down?
Seven.
Okay.
Okay.
The whistleblower's doing the same damn thing, tooting his horn. Let your representatives, let your senators know. Article 1, Section 8. Says that basically Congress is responsible for settling the debt.
Okay.
Are these not debt securities?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you let them know, okay?
Okay.
Now, if they don't comply, basically you have informed them as a whistleblower, and you can bring charges against them also for dereliction of duty.
Wow.
Okay.
Per Article 3, Section, whatever it is, 3 or 4, Section 3 or 4, to where you can come in and witness against them. Filing a treason charge, or go to the 14th Amendment. That basically, your state representative or congressman is doing an insurrection against you. It's in the fucking laws. If people would just open their eyes and understand what the 14th Amendment really said. Also, the Expatriation Act. If they deny you the right to repatriate those securities back into the private, or the public, those private securities back into the public, they see they are in violation of that. We've got the laws there, but people have been using the wrong damn laws and never understood what they really had. I've touched on some of this before in some of my cases out here, and that's why they don't even want to see me around. But now, with this whistleblower on the securities and basically the insider trading in the process, they're going to wake up.
Mr. Patrick, how you doing?
Okay.
Would you say, remove yourself from child support and be your license and your travel benefits stuff up?
If I do any security you have, marriage license, driver's license, check in your title to your vehicle, your voter registration security, okay? Voter registration. Why do you need to register as a voter? Republic Article 4, American citizen, doesn't have to register. But you register, now you have given a security to the government so that the congressman, when they write a bill, they've got somebody to charge. I said that all wrong about the voter registration card. Start taking the money away from them, and then they can't do a damn thing. They're a private government. They're not a public government. And the private government can come after private securities. That's the fraud that they set up. This whole election was for a private government. It was not for the constitutional public government. Because none of these representatives and congressmen or anybody follows the Constitution. They don't even know what the word inhabited means. And I'm not going to go into that one. You guys can figure that one out if you want to listen to some of my old calls. Talk to anybody else.
Patrick?
Yes.
So I have a question. My grandmother, she had asked me 400 acres. How do I claim any domain over that deed?
Was the deed transferred to you?
Yes.
You got it registered with the Secretary of State?
Well, I never registered it. What did I register? What did I do?
You say your grandmother or something left you some property?
400 acres.
Okay. How do you have control over that property?
Well, right now, they've allowed the family to live on it and they're watching over it, but I have the deed in, like, the city in my possession.
You've got a deed that is registered with the state.
Yes.
Okay. The Secretary of State is holding the damn security. That's a security.
So I can
in other words, the land was placed into a payment bond for that certificate of title to the property. The state has been writing bonds against it to pay for the property taxes and everything else.
Is that where I can liquidate that account?
Yes!
Oh, wow.
Can you read the fucking document?
The latest one with whistleblower?
Yes! Public law, special government, private, collateral, debt, securities, certificate of title, license certificates, you name it.
hearing license. All licenses are another security. And liquor certificates of title are a security. Most of them are state securities. But there's still government securities which are regulated by the SEC. There's public law, private collateral debt securities. Thank you, Patrick.
Okay.
Oh, one more question. If I moved to another state, and I wanted to get, like, my account transferred to different state, I can send all the documents to the, you know, the state, you know, operations. Should I go to the state security and request or, you know, register here, or should I
have a ID? Down in the state jurisdiction that you're in right now, okay, through the bankruptcy system for that district.
Okay.
Okay, if, like I said, if the state courts do not process these securities, and then the federal district does not process the securities, then you go to the circuit court out here, and also by way of the Supreme Court justice for that circuit. But you also contact the SEC about your securities, about the insider trading that is going on. Just somebody else in your back pocket. Learn about security concealment. Learn about insider trading. The SEC hates insider trading. They've sent numerous people to prison because of insider trading.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Pastor. Thank you for everything. And it's not necessary to get a state ID or anything for a new state agent.
You make up your own.
I got you.
Article 4, public law, identification, and then you get it publicly notarized.
Oh, wow.
Now it's notarized in the public. The cop, all he needs to have is identification. It doesn't say, we need to see your driver's license. I need to see your identification, and I need to see your proof of insurance. Give it to them. These two proof of public law documents that I put out there.
Tomorrow.
Mute your microphone, Elizabeth.
The attestation document. All you need to do is basically, you're going to attestate it. You're doing the attestated and posted and sealed by you, and basically you'll put a dollar stamp or whatever on there and postmark it. Then scan that in as a PDF and send that off to the SEC. There's a whistleblower's fax number on their website.
Okay. So, Pastor,
turn around and do that tomorrow morning.
Okay, so Patrick, are you going to put all the information down there for the, all the licenses and certificates, correct?
You put it down just the general, the way I have it, okay?
Okay. Yes.
Then they seem to give them the rest of the shit when they come and talk to you.
Got it. Okay.
Okay, anybody else?
Nope, get you some rest tonight, Patrick, and we'll talk to you later. And thank you for everything.
Okay, good night.
You're welcome, Patrick. Good night. Be happy.
Call tonight, Tom.
I will. And you too.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Patrick. Good night. Not very well.